Welcome to Positive Parenting with Olu. I am Olu, your host. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids. Also, help you to improve your relationship with your children, because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because young children who grow up with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stands a better chance of developing happy and content relationships with other people in their lives. So today I'm going to be talking about how to undo kids fighting amongst siblings. Are your kids fighting still? Yeah, I've been there too. In fact, every parent struggles with this. You're not failing at all. You just need a change of perspectives and some tools to guide you. Why do children fight? More importantly, why do siblings fight each other? Today, I'm going to be talking about siblings rivalry and how to undo fighting among siblings. What exactly does siblings rivalry mean? According to the dictionary, a rivalry is a state of two people and groups engaging in a lasting competitive relationship, meaning that in the case of sibling rivalry, there is a high chance that the origin of the fight is the competition for their parents' love and attention. They want to show their individualism. Children feel they are getting unequal amounts of attention, discipline, and responsiveness, and may feel their relationship with their parents is threatened by the new arrival of a baby. Sibling rivalry is something that we should worry about and do something about it. We see some adult siblings who are not in speaking terms as a result of what happened during their childhood. We therefore need to identify sibling rivalry as a situation that needs to be dealt with from the start. So today, I'm going to give you some practical tips that might help you in this process. Let's take a look at this scenario. When your children are fighting, there is usually something that happened just before the fight, right? One of my favorite questions when the kids I work with come to me to report being hit by another child at the playground is, what happened just before you were hit? So as to understand the cause and effect of the situation. Most times, they won't always give the accurate information about this, but it's relevant and important, isn't it? As you become more observant in your parenting, you will start to notice what's happening before the fight and would better understand the foundation of the fight in order to better approach the situation. A common example is one child playing with a toy and another child comes over and takes the toys from that child, and then a fight erupts. Sound familiar? This happens all the time. And if you as a parent didn't see the child coming and take the toy away, you might blame the other child or assume that the child that was retaliating started a fight. There's also a scenario where kids could learn that they can get away with what they want through fighting. So pay attention as a parent so as to determine what happened just before the fight erupted. That will inform you better as to what kind of consequences would be appropriate and what kind of intervention is going to help the matter. Yeah, fighting is something that bothers you as parents. Why? Because you have a sense of how you want your family to operate, a sense of what family cultures, rules, and expectations are. However, sometimes our kids are not as aware of those rules and expectations. Do you have family rules, values, and expectations guiding your family? You need to talk about these rules and make it very clear to your children. It might be better to print this off and put them on the wall so everyone can see them and refer to them as a family. So let's take a look at some example of what family rules, values, and expectation could be. Respect. Number one is respect yourself and others. This has to do with how we treat each other. So fighting obviously is a violation of rule number one. So is negative self-talk. As we talk about this and use these family rules in our discussion as a family, they become more familiar to our children and further become a part of the language used as we process or intervene the fight that can sometimes erupt. Number two values that you should teach your kids is respect our properties. Think back to the example of a child playing with a toy when another child comes over and snatches the toys from her. That is not respecting our properties. It is not respecting the sibling either. Therefore, this rule should help the children understand that isn't our properties should be cared for. Respecting our property also goes to taking care of things and putting things where they belong, and also guide children from vandalism and clutter. So the third one I'm going to give you today is cooperation. In our family culture, there should be an expectation of cooperation, although at times we would prefer to do something else other than what is asked of us. Our family value and culture of cooperation would permit us to overlook the inconvenience and make us cooperate with our parents and our family members. So here are some quick tips, just overall quick tips to prevent sibling rivalries. Something you can do daily or most times is very easy. Something you could incorporate into your family rules as a parent. Every time, pay attention to what your kids are doing so you can intervene before a situation begins or escalates. That's one. Create a cooperative environment. Yeah. Number three, celebrate individuality. We all know children are different, so celebrate each one of them. Number four, treat your kids fairly. Treat them fairly. Okay. Number five, give each child one-on-one time with you. This is a really important one. You may have two or three children. You need to spend quality time, even if it's just 10 minutes. Each one of them, have one-on-one with them. If you have time, you need to create time. You need to. It's important. Remember, we are parenting. We are intentional parents, so we need to create time for our kids. They're the most important thing in your life. So, number five, I think, give opportunities for teamwork. Yeah, when you, example would be maybe cooking at home. You both of you maybe you want to bake cake. One would do this, the other one would do that. We do it together, so they work as a team at home. So encourage that. Number six, don't force your children to play together. If children said they don't want to play together now, you don't need to force them. There's no need. When children know what they want, when they are ready to play together, they will. You don't need to force them. Because if you force them, you know, it will, in their mind, is like, do I have to? And it will cause something else. So it's better for you to allow them to play with each other when they want to. And the last one I'm going to talk about is don't compare your children. This is a very big one. There is no need for you comparison here. Don't compare. You don't need to compare your children. They're different. You wouldn't like someone comparing you to another person, would you? So please don't compare. Stop comparing your children with other people or with your other children. They're different in their own right. Okay, so my final thought as a parent, we need to always remember that we can't always expect our children to know all these things without being taught firsthand. So therefore, it is best to start talking about this and teaching them by example in order to see changes in your children's behavior. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to share this to other parents that might want to hear this. Please share. Thank you for all your support. Thank you. Bye for now.